You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Welcome to the Father's Quilt. This is Christina Doyle, and this is February the 9th. Unbelievable. Here we are. We're fast approaching Lent. God bless. That's wonderful. Let's begin our lovely program with a Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, thank you so much for another day of life on earth. Thank you for another beautiful sunrise to enjoy. Thank you for the wonderful sounds of nature, from the cool breeze brushing through the trees to the birds singing melodies. You are a wonderful God, full of grace and mercy. I praise you for allowing me another day to spend with my family and friends. Amen. Well, dear listeners, it's good to be with you today. No matter what you're going through, whatever pains you, whatever upsets you, whatever disappoints you, whatever you are afraid of, today, precious listeners in Christ, we are going to let it go together. Think of yourself, my friends, on a beautiful boat, a yacht. And imagine the water you see in front of you is crystal clear. And the sky is blue and the sun is warm. And all the hurts and tears and all the disappointments and the regrets in your life are now in this bucket. And this bucket is gray and dingy. It has but one life, one use. To dump, and together, let's imagine we have filled our bucket with all the garbage that we've faced in our life. Even now, whatever is bothering you, put it in the bucket. And now together, dump it over the bucket. Dump it over the boat. Watch it float away, farther and farther away from you. Today, brothers and sisters, let's get excited about our amazing God, our beautiful Blessed Mother, as she is surrounded by the most beautiful angels and saints. And with her are our loved ones with open arms waiting for us to come one day. It doesn't matter which day. We are at peace. We are filled with strength that only our mighty God can give. We are filled with joy and gratitude despite whatever is in front of us. We are alone. He is reaching out his sweet arms to you and to me. Let go of your concerns for this moment and feel the healing waters of Jesus. And in Scripture it says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead us to disappointment. We know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came just at the right time and died for us. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we've been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus has made us friends of God. God's love, my dear friends, it's about love for God. God's law, that's what it is. God's law is about love, not cold, abstract doctrine. Pope Francis said at a morning mass, "It's sad to be a believer without joy, and there is no joy when there is no faith, when there is no hope, when there is no law, but only rules and cold doctrine." In his homily, the Pope pointed to Abraham as a model of faith, hope, and joy in God's covenant. But such joy was absent in the doctors of the law described in the day's gospel reading. They threw stones at Jesus after he told them how Abraham rejoiced to see my day. These doctors of the law didn't understand, Pope Francis said. They didn't understand the joy of the promise. They didn't understand the joy of hope. They didn't understand the joy of the covenant. The doctors of the law didn't know how to rejoice because they had lost their sense of joy that only comes from faith, he said. Not only did they lack faith, they had lost the law. Because at the heart of the law is love, love for God and for one's neighbor. They only had a system of clear-cut doctrines. As men without faith, without law, and attached to doctrine, they lived in a world that was abstract, a world without love, a world without faith, a world without hope, a world without trust, a world without God. And this is why they could not rejoice. Their hearts had petrified. He asked all the people to pray for the grace to be jubilant in the hope of knowing and encountering Jesus and for the grace of joy. Joy comes from faith, not doctrine. Isaiah 41, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You know, my dear friends, sometimes we say, "Yes, okay, Christina, but when is this suffering going to end? When is this going to stop?" God doesn't give us an answer to that. That we don't know. We just, it's the same as Christ's return to this earth. We don't know. God doesn't say, "Well, you know, I'll be coming in 2 years' time, so you better prepare yourself." You know, and can you imagine? Well, what would we all be doing at this point? All trying to do the you know, to take care of mark ourselves that we're, you know, that we're good Christian Catholics and that we're, you know, obedient and what, you know. But that's not faith, and that's not being joyful, and that's not what God wants. He wants us always to have to understand that there is, that we should respect and have a fear of our God. Our God is mighty, and our God will come one day. Jesus will return to this earth. We don't know when, but in the meantime, as Lent approaches, we must start our preparation of our hearts, and that's where it begins, in our hearts. And sometimes we can read certain verses from Scripture 100 times and fail to take them to the heart the way the Lord wants us to. And other times we can linger on a verse or two and let them minister life and healing and comfort to us. That's why Isaiah 41 is so rich with the promises of God. that it warrants our attention from us. Ultimately, the Lord wants to impart to us through this verse that we shouldn't be afraid. Fear not. One reason why God warns us against fear is that it can short-circuit the answered prayers and blessings He has in store for us. Anxiety and fear, my goodness, they are relentless. They are the two of the enemy's most popular weapons that he uses against us. Unchecked fear can keep you in bed for hours. What is healthy or wise? Anxiety can also show its anger. It's in unkind speech and hurtful attitudes. And the longer you struggle with fear, the more likely it is for you to be overwhelmed by it, allowing it to control your every decision and move. Choosing not to deal with it can leave you with scars. Even still, we have a promise that God is faithful. I think I can hear Alex from here. And this includes the sinful unbelief of an anxious heart. One of the best ways to rid yourself of the fear that is plaguing you is to turn to Scripture. And there are so many wonderful Bible verses that remind us God is in control. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present in help in trouble. And by definition, a refuge is a safe place. When the Bible describes God as our refuge, it is saying that God is our safe place when we need protection from something. Knowing God is our refuge enables us to trust Him more freely. We need not fear situations of or people who threaten our well-being, whether in a physical or spiritual sense. There's so many, dear listeners. Luke 12. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Life is more than food and clothing. God has reminded us that throughout the Scriptures. Jesus reminded us of it when he faced temptation from Satan. So we shouldn't worry, because God will take care of the big stuff and the little stuff. Worrying doesn't change things, big or small, except to make those problems appear worse than they really are. So why let yourselves get so worked up into a frenzy over big things? Cast your cares, my friend, cast your cares on God, and then trust in His wisdom. Cast, you know, just like in the fishing, you throw the line, fishing line out into the water, and you just throw it out there. That's what you're to do with all your concerns and worries. Don't worry. Let it go. Cast it into the waters. Jesus is with you. A prayer for strength. Bow your heads while I say this lovely little prayer. Lord, I'm weary. My energy is sagging, and my motivation is lagging, and I am so in need of you. I need your strength and your fresh touch to get back on track again. Your word says the joy of the Lord is my strength. If that's true, then I need your joy to replace all the bone-tired parts of my mind, body, and soul. The pressures of life sometimes push me into a corner, rendering me helpless to move forward. 100 voices call my name, and I feel paralyzed at times to answer, not knowing where to turn. Lord, help me not to quit, to keep running the race faithfully, and to find strength in that safe, secret place of yours, under the shadow of the Almighty. I need your strength to say no when I'm tempted to surrender to harmful things, or when selfishness clings to my clothes and won't let go. I need your strength to say yes when cowardness and fear nudge me to deny the convictions of my heart. I need your strength to reach out in love to those both close to me and all around me. When don't I need your strength, God? You are my rock, and I run to you today believing that you will lift up my heavy arms, that you will fuel me for the tasks you've given me, and that your joy will completely consume the weakness of my life and make me strong again. I don't want to stay grounded, crippled by limitations and failed attempts. I'm tired of feeble efforts. Lord, I want to mount up with wings like an eagle and not just fly. I want to soar. Isn't that a beautiful prayer, dear listeners? As we quickly are approaching our time, I just wanted to quickly mention for our lovely mothers everywhere, the Dynamic Women of Faith is having their Catholic Women's Conference on Saturday, March the 24th at the John Paul II Polish Cultural Center. And the early bird is before the February 20th, so $55. Hey, it includes a light breakfast, a lunch, and there's free parking. How, you can't beat that. And some amazing speakers. And of course, you know, Dr. Josephine Lombardi, you know, a wonderful speaker. So such a great opportunity for women to get together. So we certainly hope you come out and support the Dynamic Women of Faith Conference. And if you are fortunate enough to have your mother-daughter situation or mother-best-girlfriend situation or mother-adopted daughter or adopted mother, Friday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., special evening for mothers and daughters, calling all girls. So that is also another wonderful conference on the Friday before the Saturday Dynamic Women Conference. The Dynamic Women are also holding a Calling All Girls for mothers and daughters. And it's $22 per person. And again, early bird is before February 22nd. So again, if you want to register, please do so on either of these lovely conferences at www.dynamicwomenfaith.com. dynamicwomenfaith.com. So there you go. There's the plug. I hope you support them, and I'm sure you will not be disappointed in that. So let's one more little sweet little prayer I think would be nice, and we will end with a closing as well. And again, Lord, you are holy above all others, and all of the strength that I need is in your hands. I'm not asking, Lord, that you take this trial away. Instead, I simply ask that your will be done in my life. Whatever that means, that is what I want. But I admit that it's hard, Lord. Sometimes I feel like I can't go on. The pain and the fear are too much for me, and I know that I don't have the strength on my own to get through this. I know I can come to you, Jesus, and that you will hear my prayer. I know that it is not your intent to bring me to this point, just to leave me in the wilderness alone. Please, Lord, give me the strength that I need to face today. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. If you just give me the strength that I need today, that is all I need. Keep me from sinning during this trial. Instead, help me to keep my eyes on you. You are the Holy Lord, and all of my hope rests in you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, my dear friends, as we are approaching our time, I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning into the Father's Quilt and being part of this wonderful broadcast. And I certainly and sincerely and deeply from my heart hope that it is bringing you comfort, that it gives you the strength, that it lessens your fear and anxiety. Remember, my dear brothers and sisters, God is always watching over you. He already knows 10 steps ahead of you. He knows what's coming. That's why you must trust in Him. You must let go. It isn't easy. We are mortals. We want to control everything. But it's time, especially if you're waiting for something or you're struggling in some way, then all the more reason for you to let go and let God love you and hold you in His embrace. Let Him take care of you. You have nothing to fear. God already knows what's in store for us. Thank goodness, because I personally often wrestle with this. And I wonder, you know, how will this checkup be? How will this be? How will, you know, I wonder if the test results are okay. I wonder what will happen if they're not. You know, that's the evil one just harping on us and preying on our anxiety and our fear. That's why we have to really always, we are in a constant battle here on earth, because we have to develop our strength and our faith in God to let go and to trust Him and say, Jesus, I trust You with all my heart, with all my being. With every breath I take, I know You're with me. I know You won't leave me. I know You're going to take care of this. This is Your problem, Jesus. It's not mine. I am using, I'm borrowing this body that You gave me. This is Your temple. You brought me here, Lord Jesus, and You will bring me out of the darkness. You will bring me into the light, whatever that light may be, dear friends, whatever it may be, whatever, because in the end, we all want to see Jesus' face. We all want to be with the angels and the saints. We all want to see our loved ones. Whether it's now or it's later, it's irrelevant. All I need you to do is to stay focused and keep your eyes looking up to Jesus. Let Him give you that comfort that you need. So today, be a happy person. Smile. Say, it's a great day for being in the Spirit. Being in the Spirit of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise our Lord Jesus Christ. King of all kings, Almighty God, ruler of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, who surpasses all understanding. How mighty and awesome is our God. We cannot put Him into our level and think, well, He doesn't know what's going on, and He's not helping me, and He doesn't understand, and He's not listening to my prayers. Oh my goodness, is He ever? His ears are wide open. He's listening. He hears you and He is comforting you. Let go and let God work His Holy Spirit in you. Let Him do His work in you by allowing yourself to open your heart, close your eyes, and trust. Trust in Jesus. And believe me, my dear friend, comfort and peace is coming your way. Guaranteed. Comfort and peace. So, my dear friends, as we close and as we are approaching our Lenten journey, you know, it just gives us all the more reason why this broadcast is so important, to encourage you to prepare your heart. Prepare for a beautiful journey, a transformation in yourself. Don't put yourself through guilt and harp on that. Well, here I am. I deserve all this bad because I did so many bad things. You know what? It's time for you to understand that whatever you're going through, wherever you are, God already knew. He already knows. It's no accident. But now you must try and strive to do good, knowing that you heard God's word, knowing that you know God is alive, that Jesus is alive. Because you know your Savior lives, you must now act accordingly. You cannot be swearing and being dishonest and doing things that you know are not right. It's time to say, if I put this sugar thing in my mouth and I know I'm diabetic, then I'm going to put it down. I don't need to. Take care of your body. God gave you a body. Take care of it. Honor your body. If you honor your body, you will honor God. Because God, if you love God, you will love your body. If you love your body, that means you love God. It goes hand in hand. So honor your body. Take care of yourself. Eat right. Be happy. Think positive thoughts. Think joyful thoughts. Be of gratitude. And believe me, my dear friends, you will really see that today is an awesome day in the spirit. And that's what we hope. Put a smile in your face and say, you know what? All that I've been through, dear listeners, you know my story. All the things that I've been through to get through the darkest of the darkest of the darkest and to come into the light. God has a plan for all of us. He has a plan for you. And yes, even if you're in prison, even if you're in a jail cell, don't tell me He doesn't still have a plan for you. He has a plan. He has a plan for all of you sitting in the hospital bed, lying there, waiting for results. God already knows. Let it go. Whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. Jesus will take care of you. He loves you. God gave His only Son for us, for you and me. God, Jesus died on the cross for all of us. He bore the most excruciating crucifixion unimaginable. He died for us. He died for you and for me. So be of a good heart. Be of courage. Take heart and believe in Jesus. Have a blessed, blessed, blessed weekend. And I sincerely look forward to talking to you on Tuesday as we begin our Lenten journey. God bless you all. Goodbye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I had